Hello, everybody. Welcome to TYH. My name is Anglo, and with me I have Nikkei Feroz.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
It's interesting. Interesting times we live in.
Yes. Much more interesting than they were earlier this week.
I haven't talked to you, Nikkei, since November 4th when we last recorded the episode.
Yeah, we definitely don't talk to each other in between recordings.
No.
Only for the show. I really don't know much about you other than what you've told me and the rest of the world.
It's pretty much a professional relationship.
I'd say so, yeah.
I mean, I have to always maintain my distance from Greeks, so I can't be...
Oh, no. Oh, dude.
But, yeah, it's been a while. I mean... We have busy lives. Even though COVID lockdown exists, people still have to do stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the gay thing.
Yeah. But I have more time now for a little bit.
Awesome. Let's make the most of it.
So, obviously we're going to talk about the stuff that happened, but before we do that, we're going to read the comments. So, I guess we'll get started on that.
Going way back here, digging deep.
Back in November.
We have Mr. Lorgar. He says, let's go.
Yeah. Sorry you had to wait another few months, but that's fine.
Yeah. HP Hovercraft says, Monty Python's cheese shop sketch is about to break out in here.
The context is that we were talking about cheese in the last episode and how there are many varieties of cheeses in Europe. And
something. That's actually left a lasting impression in people's minds. I get comments from Mr. Oldtimer out there, and he tells me all the time about how he thinks about that bit. He doesn't like it, but he thinks about it all the time.
Well, yeah, that's
because his ancestors got no cheese.
Well, because I wrote on Twitter that I don't like food. I don't know why I wrote that. But I wrote that, and someone said, yeah, right, you talked about cheese for like 30 minutes of the last episode. Well, it's because, like, eating is... I'm very practical with eating. It's like, here we go, I have to eat. It's just, because you're, like, doing something and then you get hungry. It's like, why do I have to get hungry? I just want to, like, read and, like, learn stuff. I don't want to have to eat.
Mm.
You know?
Our good buddy... who probably vehemently disagrees with you on that because he knows good food, is white presenting Sicilian. He says, TYH is the best. Asiago face for life.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
That's right.
Shout out to a boy.
Capiche. I understood.
And Tam
says, it's been so long since the last episode, you nibbas should rename the show to TOH. The... Orgasmic whites. I'm just kidding. The old
yes,
whites.
That's exactly what he meant.
The Oregonian whites. You know what I like to say around people from Oregon is Oregon instead of Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah. It's like people who call Nevada, Nevada. It's Nevada.
I say Nevada.
Queer.
Nevada. Makes it sound like it's Nevada.
The id says,
"Good state."
Here we go. Some controversy. The id says Anglo needs to apologize on behalf of his waspy brethren for allowing and aiding Juice with their war on whites. Their Anglo sensibilities is always why Juices get their upper hand.
Ooh.
We meds would never tolerate such scheming and manipulation. The response to this is: did you listen to the episode? I told you that I'm not like this. Ultra wasp guy, and you literally said, who cares? Why, if I have Anglo heritage, why am I gonna like, am I gonna go and like disavow my heritage like a cuck? That's for gay people. But I'm like, I'm not like that Anglo, guys. I told you the name Anglo refers to what Latin Americans call us white folks in North America. Anglos. Anglos. I don't know if they do the H. Anglo. What about Spaniards, like, and the conversos, like, mixing in with your blood and stuff? How about that, huh?
Then they get kicked out.
They're still there, though. They have conversos, don't they? Or they,
had the whole, like, Inquisition.
Yeah, but they still survived, some of them, didn't they? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think they stayed. I think they left.
Oh, they go to South America?
South America, Cuba.
Isn't that that's Caribbean, I guess.
It went to the Ottoman Empire.
Ah, of course, huh?
Some of them did. There's like a dialect of like...
Is it called Ladino?
Yeah, Ladino.
That makes me laugh.
Ladino.
I'm Ladino. I speak Ladino.
I'm Ladino. I have no foreskin, and I love Turkish food.
Oh, it's Turkish food, not Greek food. Trust me.
I am a Turk.
Trust me.
I am a Turk.
Watch my video on this.
Watch my video. Yeah.
I prove that the Turkish people are spiritual to the spiritual brothers of the Sephardim.
At the Sephardim.
And we speak a Ladino and they speak a Turkish.
At Turkish.
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 I speak Turkish.
You know, I speak Turkish.
Dergish. Sounds like a Turkish person's name. My name's Dergish.
I just want to imagine that every Jew that was expelled to the Ottoman Empire sounds like a Mexican.
I'll read the next comment and you can do the last. Cinewolf says, it's mad how young the participants were in World War II. And it rarely comes across in most of the classic war films, as they always used older established actors. Guy Gibson was 23 when he was commanding the entire Dam Buster squadron. Yeah, that they were young. They were young fellas. I mean, I would have been old if I'm getting old up there. They would have called me elder old man in the army. They're like 19, 20.
Yeah.
And guess what? 19 and 20-year-olds are doing TikTok now. You get those like young kids that try to act cool. It's like, yeah, other generations were cooler. All people in my generation are just on TikTok. Oh my gosh. Well, grandpa was just like addicted to TV because your grandpa was born in like 1950s or 60s because you're young and your grandpa's young, you know, because you're like 10. So grandpa wasn't much better.
So whenever TikTok goes defunct, be able to tell the new generation of kids, like, I knew TikTok and Vine. Some Norwegian, he says, fermented shark is Iceland. But yes, gammalost is gross.
Don't remember.
Try pinkajot. Instead, if you want some Norwegian food, that is good. Also, dansk jævlar. On go home, you fucking party sweds.
That's a party swed. Sweet.
Swed.
Is that like a plastic patty? Because we were talking about that. I'm basically a plastic everything.
If you're talking about party Swedes, go home. Like, find any island on Greece.
Nordic colonization.
It's not even colonization. No, it's just pure tourism. Like, a la British holiday. A la British holiday. Dude, that is the British tourist nowadays. Fucking Ahmed Mohammed.
My name's Ahmed Mohammed. Me favorite sports team.
Are the FC Football Club.
Are the Jihadis FC.
Jihadi FC. Jihadi FC.
If there are any Swedes or I guess Scandinavians in general, what's the name for like a plastic Swede? You know, we use the term in English, plastic patty, to describe someone who's like an Irish American who like overly identifies with their Irish heritage and like acts like they're 100% Irish when like people in Ireland think they're kind of cringe.
Plastic Swede, we just call Minnesotans.
Yeah, Minnesotans, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a plastic Swede.
Because you're from Minnesota.
Yeah, I live in Minnesota too.
Minnesota's not the worst place to live, but it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff that's happened recently.
Yeah. The past year.
I've seen white Muslims from Minnesota.
Jesus Christ.
Because they have all the Somalis, and so like it's like this weird cultural interaction.
I were the governor of Minnesota, I would legally ban all mosques.
Based and conservative pill.
Yes, very conservative. We don't need that shit in here. I'd also shut down every synagogue as well.
Oh, what? Are you a leftist?
Yes.
Do you support AOC?
No.
I support boobies, don't
you? What? How are you leftist, but you don't like AOC?
Did you know Hitler would have voted for AOC, but I would vote for her boobies, though. Mm.
And those donkey teeth.
Now, that's someone that needs to wear a burqa.
Hashtag AOC burqa.
Our Hungarian friend says, and you could read it.
I had to think about what cheese Hungarians have. Then I remembered quark American cheese. Kvark. We even have a Kurdish snack called curd cheese curd.
Yeah.
It also uses a crepe filling.
Hot stuff.
Yeah, I think kvark is like a general maybe central. I know. It's like
it's a very subatomic cheese.
Because in Germany they eat that too. I remember like my grandma talking about it. Gvak, as they call it.
Gvak, gvak. It's what the ducks eat.
Yeah, German's weird. He's like when you say kvach, like the QU is like kv, kv.
It's kvetch cheese.
Oh, I did not. Okay, kvach and kvetch. How did I not realize that?
Is there something to that, or is this a false?
No, it's gotta be, man. The Yiddish is so it's a dialect of German that just sounds stupid with a few Hebrew words thrown in. It's like a.
All right, that deserves a Google.
Kvach, it's probably
a Yandex. Sorry,
Kvach is like heck or hell or something like that. Nonsense. This is what this dictionary says. Yeah, like nonsense, rubbish. Baloney. Bunk.
It's from the Yiddish Kvetschen. From the Middle High German Kechen, which is to crush or press.
Chechens. From Chechens. They stole it from Chechens. I mean, it probably has a similar genealogy.
Literally to squeeze, pinch.
Yeah, it says that kvach is from kvachen, the verb kvachen, which is from the Middle High German kvat. Oh, Middle High German kvat, which means bad or evil. So I guess
It means what?
Bad or evil. Bad evil. Kvat! It has like a line on top. I think it's long vowel.
Okay.
And from Old High German, kvat, which means mud, dirt.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Wayland Smith says, bless the young whites. And I say, thank you. God bless you, too. And then he posts another comment that says, for all you plain autistes out there, and he posts a link to a YouTube video on Skyfighters. Le Chevalerie du
I guess
the Knights of the Sky.
Yeah. This is a long post.
Yes, I guess it's a review of a French movie.
No, I'm talking about the Russian colluders post on the comments.
Yes. So it was a post on the deceased Chuck Yeager, who's in his post says Yeager was very
who's
honest
Yeager?
About
explain to the audience.
Chuck Yeager, the Air Force general
in American,
yes.
In which war?
Many wars, but most famously the Second World War on the European theater.
Okay, good. I was watching Norm Macdonald live and he makes a joke out of like explain to the audience, but I think this is a good thing to explain.
Oh,
but no, this wasn't a joke, but it reminded me of it. It was kind of inspired. Yeah. Whatever, just go on.
Anyway, Yeager was very honest about the atrocities committed by the Allies. From his Wikipedia quote, in his 1986 memoirs, Yeager recalled with disgust that the atrocities were committed by both sides, and he said he went on a mission with orders from the 8th Air Force to strafe anything that moved. During the mission briefing, he whispered to Major Donald H. Botchke, if we are going to do things like this, we sure as hell better make sure we are on the winning side. Yeager said, I'm not certain I'm certainly not proud of that particular strafing mission against civilians, but it is there on the record and in my memory.
Shoot.
I was German civilians that he strafed.
Oh, gosh. And he's German himself.
Yes. And that was why.
That's what America will do to a nigga.
One German American friend of mine expressed good riddance at his death, you know, seeing him as a traitor to the German people. He said, good German Americans went and fought against Japan.
Well, could you even choose?
You could enlist.
Okay, I don't know much about.
You know, if you wanted to be in a certain theater, you could have your pick, I guess. Monkey D. Luftwaffe says, and to think we got conned into doing this for the literal worst human beings that have ever set foot on planet Earth.
Robert Gilliman says, get an RSS feed, and we say no. Joey Baloney says, I like his username, it always makes me laugh. Havarti right. is some good cheese. My favorite mm-hmm. cheese is Gjetost. Norwegian.
Gjetost.
Pronounced yay toast. Clearly Norwegians are the best Scandies when it comes to cheesy endeavors. Yeah, their jokes are cheesy too. And the last two comments are about cheese. Fatidicus says, is that like fat titties but like in Latin? The most particular to Finland type of cheese is probably... oh my gosh, I don't know. Lepajusto!
Lepajusto.
Literally translated to bread cheese. Nice, I guess. I don't think it's really available abroad. I wonder why.
The branding just didn't fly. Hello, would you like to buy some Lepajusto?
Edit. It's apparently available in some places in America too, probably like Minnesota.
Yeah.
Gorgeous George says you could do this one.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous George.
You pronounce the weird words.
Gavaloga and Casseri cheeses. Honorable mention to Mitsithra.
Are those Greek?
Yes, they are.
And of course, Nike had to chime in and like do a little emoji. And like, yeah, oh, that's just, good.
Ooh, yes.
So that was the cheese talk. I guess that got you guys very excited. So those are some good comments, right, Nike?
Always. I love our commenters. They're the best.
Yeah, we didn't record that like 3 days ago.
No, we did not.
And we didn't paste it together to this. You know, it's not like there was a big event that happened like literally a few hours after we recorded. And
ironically enough, there was.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Deadass wrong. Yeah. There was a huge fucking deal.
Yeah, so we felt it would be kind of, I wouldn't say impolite, but yeah, impolite to not.
It was just awkward.
It would be awkward to upload an episode where we did not talk about it. I mean, it'd be funny. It'd be kind of like a troll, but.
Another little bit of history from the before times. Not that anybody cares about that history.
Yeah. This is so obviously.
The double before time.
I think there's no need to mention maybe, but maybe for those in the future. But I think even those in the future would know what we're talking about.
Yeah, those in the future will be reading this in their friggin' history textbooks.
They'll even be quoting this podcast in the history textbooks.
They'll be like, oh, this is the take that Anglo had on the young whites.
The future minister of culture.
Yes. It'll be like some intern in the American Culture Ministry of, you know, the National Socialist future. Who his favorite part of studying history from this time was listening to all the podcasts in that era, and he'll be like, oh, you know, there are some really young guys who were, you know, around at the time to witness it all unfold, and you know, they gave their opinions on what happened. Well, here's my opinion, future intern.
We shitted in the halls. Not me. I did not do that. I do not. Not us, obviously, but people shat in the halls of the Capitol.
The Capitol building was visited. by pro-democracy demonstrators.
Yeah.
There was an uprising of demonstration and free speech, and a woman was shot for it.
Yeah, in the neck, I believe.
Shot in the neck from a different room by what appears to be a Negro.
Of course, the ACAB crowd is essentially
cheering this on.
Cheering the death of an innocent lady at the hands of the, I think, the guards of the vice president or something like that.
And there are also retards out there who are ostensibly our guys also cheering on the death for some stupid fucking reason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And to any of you people out there doing that, stop. Stop it.
And don't do it.
You're a fucking bastard. And nobody thinks it's funny.
Yeah, well, some people are very jaded and
schizo memed out. Posting on 4chan, a poll that I've seen on all this stuff on Telegram. People just talking about, oh, she was a coal burner. No, she wasn't. Her husband was white.
Yeah, the picture the picture of her. Of her with her husband, the lighting makes him look dark, but he's actually just a white guy.
He's just a freaking Chad.
Yeah,
the guy is jacked. He's huge.
Yeah, and the way the shadows were or something in that picture made him look maybe black, but not for sure. But
there's other photos
where he's out like, there, oh, okay, he's a white guy.
Where the lighting is normal, you see his whole face. It's a white guy, and his wife is fucking dead.
That's our new country.
No, that's our current country. That's the country we've always had.
True.
This has always been the reality, and now it was just the one time that potential energy was activated. This is always how it's been. Since day one, when actual quote-unquote Trumpian movement began. This was always the energy that existed, and this was always how they were going to treat it. With the utmost violence and oppression. They fucking shot an innocent woman because they hate her and the rest of us. And they see us as a threat. Oh, do they see us as a threat? They are so scared of just the slightest bit of dissent when it comes from this side of the aisle, huh? You saw politicians cowering.
In their spacesuits.
In their spacesuits. They have to have their little pawns stand at the door to guard an empty room and shoot a woman through a door.
Yeah.
And watch as she dies. Dies where she fell. Not a chance.
Yeah, like you'll see people of the African descent. The African descent.
The Coptics would like to speak to you.
The single ethnicity that exists in Africa, which is they're all sub-Saharans. They're like, ah, this white girl got smoked out. They'd be saying that in the replies and stuff.
Motherfuckers being like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. This wasn't a stupid game. She didn't attack anybody.
I know.
This monkey fired through a door. He didn't know who he was going to hit, and he didn't care. He just wanted somebody to get hit, and that somebody was her, and it could have been anybody.
When right-wingers protest, they actually protest against power instead of, like, burning.
Instead of their neighbors.
Yeah. Instead of, like, burning down a convenience shop or something and looting it.
Like stealing chips from the shelves in Pajit's store. And then, you know, burning it down as they leave.
But stealing the black and miles.
How many pair of Air Jordans do you think were captured in this event this week? My bet is zero.
Just think about the loss. There were no sheer loss Jordan that Nike experienced during the Black Lives Matter riots of profit. Unless, well, I don't know how it works. I
mean, all of that shit's probably insured.
Yeah, true. All right, so obviously the ACAB crowd is suddenly becoming Blue Lives Matter, thin blue line on their red and black flag.
Thin Uden line.
The first instance, which I think I should pull up right now, but I think we might all know about this. There was a band in the 80s called the Dead Kennedys. They were probably the cringiest band of the punk era. Of the original punk era. I guess maybe second wave. I don't know. They made it all like kind of gay and political. I mean, there's nothing wrong with things being political, but if it's, you know...
if it's gay, then it's a problem.
Yeah, then it's, if it's gay, it's a problem. So, you know, they have the whole thing, Nazi punks, fuck off.
No.
No, we do. We're on NoFap.
Never gonna fuck off. Always gonna be here.
Well, here's the thing. In order for them to create that phrase, Nazi punks fuck off, there already had to be Nazi punks.
That's right.
So that's the thing people got to keep in mind about how punk rock really didn't have rules on what you should believe. So there was a lot of mishmash of different types of people, but it's mostly just edginess. And I mean, look, like Sid Vicious walked around with a swastika on, like a big swastika t-shirt. Darby Crash like praised Oswald Spengler and Adolf Hitler and Mussolini.
Nice.
Yeah. He was a bisexual heroin addict, but
oh fuck.
But besides that we'll forget about that part, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean I think the Germs were the best band of like the early punk era. Anyways, Dead Kennedys, they tweeted a tweet in support of Mitt Romney and Evan McMullen today. Or not yet, not today, but I mean...
extremely gay.
In response to these events, obviously, because McMullen and Mitt Romney are up against this horrendous event that happened at the Capitol, where Trump supporters just went to shit all over the place and fart.
Shit, fart, piss, and coon.
All over the place. In response to losing an election.
Having an election stolen, you know, a gay election that was made even gayer by fraud.
So let me see if I could pull up that tweet. I know I said I was going to do that, but I started thinking about punk music, and I like punk music, or basically only the Germs. That's like the only punk band I like. But let me open this Dead Kennedys tweet up. While I'm doing that, did you ever see people with like the Nazi punks fuck off patches? It's always like cringe kind of poser types. I think 99% of punks are posers nowadays.
And then I've seen other stickers that have the Run DMC font.
Okay.
Say so FCKNZI or whatever.
So he's now tweeting Rick Wilson. He's retweeting Rick Wilson, the singer of Jello Biafra, the singer of Dead Kennedys. I assume he's the one running this account because he's a horrendous shitlib.
Chomo Zimbabwe.
Yeah. he's retweeting a tweet from Rick Wilson. That's
Rick Wilson. That's the same guy who said, you know, it's good that white people die from heroin overdose.
Yeah, he's like conservative, supposedly, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he is. That's how conservatives are. They're always backstabbers.
White people dying from heroin overdose is a conservative position. The free market decided that they should die.
Well, so Rick Wilson tweeted out like a poster from the FBI of help us identify these people. So Jello Biafra is helping Rick Wilson and the FBI.
Very punk. Talking to police.
Based.
Being a snitch. Wow. Extremely punk.
I'm trying to find that tweet where it's literally a picture of Mitt Romney, and he's like, you guys, Mitt Romney and Evan McMullen are true American patriots. I guess American patriotism is now punk rock.
American patriotism is not only punk rock, but also involves calling the FBI for people who were like part of a demonstration.
Yeah. Again, I think you might have said this earlier. I think the left, they have a bit of envy that when right-wingers protested, they actually kind of did something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Extremely envious.
I cannot find this tweet. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Senator Romney and Evan McMullen. Mitt cares about the USA. It's a big picture of Mitt Romney. Thank you, Jello Biafra, okay, for your opinion.
Thank you, Jello. Very cool.
I support you. I agree.
I agree. Mitt Romney is a great patriot.
He hates my supporters as much as I do.
Even more so, I would say. The only thing he does better than me is hate my supporters.
But I still hate him.
I hate their guts. Fuck them. Yeah, Trump is a traitor, and we all knew this already. Yeah,
but at least,
but I say this not for you, dear listener, but for your friends, because chances are, if you're listening to this, you already know how much that guy sucks. But they don't.
Yeah, they don't.
And even after witnessing the events of this week, they still don't know, which is why you have to tell them. You have to explain. And they'll learn when you do that, but they won't until you do. So I think it's incumbent upon everybody to go to the important people in your life who, you know, maybe support the whole Trump movement thing and explain to them, sit them down and talk them through this and let them know that Donald Trump fucking hates them. Because he does. Everything that they thought he stood for, he opposes.
Well, I wouldn't even say he hates them. He just doesn't care. He doesn't think about them. He just uses them.
He might as... Dude.
Effectively, he hates them.
Why not just
that's like almost
like
worse.
It is, man.
That's you worse because you're deceiving them.
You either love us or
you hate us. It's worse because he's deceiving them.
You only deceive people that you hate.
True.
If you didn't hate them, you wouldn't deceive them. If you were honest with them, you know, it's probably because you care about them. But you have to lie because you don't care about them.
Do you want to know what another great musician that always fights the power thinks about this event, too?
Probably not, but tell me anyway.
We have Tamarillo.
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 Tamarillo. Tamarillo.
I think his...
Hey, can I order a tamarillo, please?
Can I have a tamarillo, please?
Extra sauce, please.
Tapatio, please.
Tamarillo, tapatio.
He's the cringiest guy in rock music. Oh, this is funny. Before we start this, I remember back in the day, I was watching Tamarillo being interviewed on the Henry Rollins show, like a clip.
Henry Rollins.
God, I hate that guy, too. Black Flag was only good in the first album.
Black Flag.
Yeah. Well, that's Tamarillo. So he's being interviewed on the Henry Rollins show about like this new like anti-racist initiative he had with Serj Tankian or something. And the whole reason they started this like anti-racism initiative was because one time Tamarillo was in the audience of, I think it was like Ozfest.
Uh-huh.
And in the audience, he saw one guy with a swastika tattoo. He got so upset. He's like, God damn, my guns gave me so mad.
Steve.
He's seething because he saw one wood with a swastika tattoo.
Shout out to that guy.
And he didn't, of course, he probably did not confront him. Probably is just a little bit angry and crying a little bit.
Dude, you know how much cred you get for beating Tom Morello's ass at Ozfest?
So,
you know, if Tom Morello challenges you to a fight and you just kick his ass, you'd be a hero.
Yeah, and also, like, he comes from, like, a retard. Like, his dad was a Kenyan or something, an ambassador to the U.S.,
That's stupid.
This is not some proletariat guy. Yeah, and his mom was a school teacher.
Hmm.
Gay. I don't like school teachers.
Yeah,
school unless teachers. They're based.
You know,
anyways,
most of them are cringe.
Tom Morello, of course, had to give his opinions on this event. So here's one. It's a picture of the based cocaine father taking the podium. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, there's a picture of this guy taking the podium and he's waving his hand. I think we all know that picture. Supposedly, the left is like shaming him because he has a history of like a few drug charges or something.
Oh, via Getty.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, like...
Did you see all those tweets?
I did not. I don't... What did you see?
So, a lot of retards think his name is via Getty.
Uh-huh.
Because of, you know, some journalist tweeted out a picture, the picture, and he says, via Getty, comma, you know, man seed taking podium.
It's not actually...
You know, not only is it not a podium, apparently it's a lectern.
Oh.
There's some autism for you. The guy's via Getty just means, like, from Getty Images. And then, like, dozens of people I've seen, probably even more than that, but the ones I've seen screenshots of are just, like, saying, hey, at FBI, come arrest via Getty for stealing the lectern from the Senate building or whatever the fuck. And then they all, some guy made an account on Twitter, so he's at via Getty, just claiming to be the guy.
Yeah, well, like the left,
I'm forever going to call that guy via Getty.
Some like news outlets are like, this guy has like one drug charge.
Base.
Seemingly like justifying, like, oh god, this guy's a criminal. He deserves to be locked up. Wait,
I hope he gets thousands of dollars for that lectern. I hope he sells it and gets rich.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, we all know, like, George Floyd was on fentanyl, drug dealer, rapist, whatever.
Fentanyl Floyd.
Yeah, but this guy might do meth slam here and there.
He looks oddly like Mike.
Yeah. But anyways, Tom Morello says, here's a looter stealing a podium from inside the U.S. Capitol and not getting shot, tear gassed, or thrown into an unmarked police van. Hashtag.
That's right.
Makes you think.
It does make me think. It makes me think you're a little bitch.
It makes me think that secretly you actually, well, not so secretly, you actually want the FBI to,
you want the man to come down and beat his ass.
And they could say, well, no, actually, I'm just saying what the Trump supporters said about BLM.
And you know what? They were right, too.
As a cop. But no, you're not just doing this rhetorically. You genuinely want the state, the FBI, to crush middle America and your average American. You want to see them squirm. Tom Morello, hashtag makes it think, in a retweet of NAACP. And you thought taking a knee was too much?
What? Football shit? Or police shit? Fuck off. Look, these people suck, and I don't care what they think. I do care what they have to say, but I don't care what they think.
Yeah.
So let's see what somebody else says.
There's one more.
Remember,
this makes me cringe, and it transitions, I think, to the person that you want to talk about.
All right.
So Tom Morello, one of the last tweets he has is a picture of him performing in front of a sign that says Nazi lives don't matter, and underneath it, an upside down American flag.
Cringe.
Look, if only he knew that American flag represents all the ideology that he holds dear.
Yes.
Like, you're the most American. You're just a fake revolutionary. Your version of communism is just taking American ideas and turning them to the extreme and just hating white people. It's not actual, like, workers' revolution.
But no.
Anyways.
Not even close.
It's just insane because these are people that believe in universal humanity, that we're all one human race and we're all humans and we should respect each other and love each other.
let me disillusion you of that real quick.
Oh, okay.
We got infamous ugly chink, you know, known for his role in the Gamergate saga, Arthur Chu.
And he said, chew him out.
Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was killed by police. Feeding the worms is one of the few good things that happened as a result of the Capitol protest. And if you feel the need to mourn her Nazi ass, it'll be easier for both of us if you unfollow me now. When a bullet goes through the fatty tumor a Nazi has in the space where a human being would have a brain, nothing is lost. A pile of meat that moved and spoke and acted like a person was made to stop moving, and thus could no longer fool people into thinking it was one of them. A Nazi is the opposite of a person, and therefore morality to them must be reversed. To hate them is to love. To harm them is to heal. To kill them is to bring life. You should feel less bad than you do about putting down a rabid animal. In that case, the rabies and the virus are hosts, and the host are separate entities. One was the victim of the other. A Nazi is the disease.
It's crazy because these people, again, are talking about how... Essentially, the argument is this. If you don't believe there is such thing as universal humanity, you are not a human, and we have to exterminate you.
I'm not even going to give them that much credit. I think they just hate us.
They don't actually believe that, but that's the surface argument.
That's the conceit. Cumbersome to reiterate.
It just shows that at the heart of leftist humanism is actually, it's not humanism.
It's just hatred for white people.
It's just a hatred for Europeans. It's a hatred for Europe.
Yep.
You know,
everything that we stand for.
That's all it is. And they don't believe in humanity. No one believes in humanity. Why don't you go become a what animal was Arthur in the cartoon?
An aardvark.
An aardvark? Go become an aardvark. And go on PBS.
That's about the nicest thing that's going to be said about him today.
I just don't like him.
Yeah.
I hope if he has...
Arthur Chu, I don't like you.
I don't care what you do. I think you're a slave to the Jew. I don't like Chu any. Well, I never liked Chu.
Nobody ever liked Arthur Chu.
His
you're
avatar.
A fucking simp for fucking whores in Gamergate.
I don't even really know who he is, but I've seen his tweets. I guess you informed me it had something to do with Gamergate.
The only thing he's notable for, aside from Gamergate, which was he's most notable for, was being a cocksucker on Jeopardy.
Oh, like he lost, or he was just one, or he was being.
He used
annoying.
To hold the record for the most consecutive wins, or whatever.
Oh my gosh!
And then a white man, I believe he was white, broke that record.
Ken Jennings, or something like that.
Yeah.
Of the master Utah master race.
Utah master race, Ken Jennings,
yeah.
Not a Jew.
And so it beat out Arthur Chu. But anyways, this guy, just his avatar alone makes me just hate him. Yeah, welcome to our, where the rebels in the United States support the FBI and CIA.
Well, isn't that how it always goes these days, where the rebels are
backed
exactly. by the CIA?
The rebels are always backed by the CIA.
It's nothing new. Dude, it's like I said earlier, it's nothing new, it's just more the same.
And the people that fund the rebels... are so afraid of COVID that they wear a spacesuit to protect themselves.
They wear fucking nuclear fallout masks.
But it's the angle is that guy decided to take the picture. This is horrible. Why would you do that?
Yeah. I don't have anything to say.
One more thing to say. AOC is safe. She informed us that she is safe. She looks like a horse.
Donkey teeth.
That's a disrespect to horses and donkeys. You know. I would like to make sure, I don't know, she's just, I know people like that at, you know, university.
Yeah, when the Aryans invaded the Indian subcontinent, they didn't ride on beasts that looked like AOC. Much more majestic animals.
Jesus rode in on a donkey, not a...
Not AOC.
he would not have anything to do with her.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, this is a person that was like talking about how riots are meant to make you uncomfortable or something like that. And
she had that ironic tweet about, you know, if demonstrations make you feel uncomfortable, then, you know, it's time that you take a message. And I'm like, how about it, bitch?
Yeah, you got our message yet.
You get the fucking hint. Nah, they'll never get the hint.
No, they know that. I don't know. Like, they're aware, kind of.
Oh, they've always been aware, and that's what makes them afraid of it. Oh, it's finally happening. But you know what? This is just the first time in a long time.
Another thing that shows that this release version of reality is pretty weird is, you know, I don't know if you know about them, but Ariel Pink and John Mouse.
No.
Well, John Mouse, he did the song, Hey Moon for, he's the guy that was singing at the end of the, World Peace.
Oh.
Cop Killer. Well, it's originally Cop Killer. Hey Moon is him singing over another girl's song, Molly Nilsson, I think her name is, but most people would think it's his song. Yeah, they were actually there.
Based.
And Ariel Pink, his real name's Ariel Rosenberg, so you gotta know that. But he's been coming out in support of Trump recently, triggering, like, hipsters are going insane. They're freaking out because Ariel Pink is like the hipster of 2012. Like, I wouldn't say he himself, but like the people that listened to his music were like, yeah, this is, it's post-ironic and it's like, it's very smart. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know? And so they were there and they're extremely canceled basically, which is interesting. I mean, the thing is, I don't think John Mouse is even like a Trump supporter like Ariel Rosenberg is. I just think he was there for the chaos just to laugh.
I hope it's funny.
Yeah, he looked happy in the video. Of him smiling, just pointing. He's pointing at something. It was at that broad's. He was with the girl that did the that feel with that W. Sorry, TFW no GF director. Who's
oh really?
They were there with her. Her.
Huh.
Yeah. So they're pretty hardcore canceled. The only people that seem to be defending them are like Red Scare, and that's it.
Red Scare, always reliable for some interesting take we can still ignore.
Yeah. But it's a trip. I never would have thought in my life that John Mouse and Ariel Pink.
Speaking of Red Scare types, did you see that big tit girl, the communist Scott girl, like,
no,
well, demanding to be taken as a sex slave by the Buffalo guy.
Who's Buffalo guy? Oh, from the protest.
Viking. Yeah.
She said that?
She horny tweets way too much.
Jeez, why can't she do that about me? No, I'm just kidding.
yes, what's your name?
Juggers? I don't know. Something. Tits?
I don't know. I think Juggs is a different girl.
Yeah, no, I totally...
I don't know the difference between the two.
She
but,
went
you know,
from kind of our side to the perfume side.
Both of them are just, as far as I know, their whole political identity is surrounded by their tits. And, you know, that's about all they're good for. God, I can't find the tweets anymore. But she was just saying that, you know, is it bad that I want to be taken as a war bride?
No.
And posting a picture of that guy. I'm like, yeah, that's about as what I thought to come out of you. And then, like,
this is a female coomer.
She's a female coomer.
There's a lot of those nowadays.
Replies to her saying, like, that's so wrong, but low-key, yes. Oh, here it is. Her name is Ash. She says,
yeah, there we go.
Me coping right now. Being a hostage war bride might be kind of fun, ? And then Shoe on Head is like, Ash, please, not right now. But yes. And then she posts a picture of
me and my partner are in a committed BDSM relationship.
Viking dude, and then says, "No, please don't take me hostage." Aha. Coomers, coom-brained women.
There are a lot of those. I know we do like the image of the coomer as like the guy with one arm that's very strong and kind of like a social reject, but a lot of normies are coomers.
She's not a normie.
Well, yeah, like, she's not, but...
E-girl with big tits and zero brain.
Yeah, but, like, attractive women are coomers nowadays, you know, and maybe they've always...
That's why we need to return to Sharia.
And tradition. Scottish tradition.
Yeah, Scottish tradition.
Scottish Sharia.
You know, in Braveheart, when they said freedom, it wasn't for this.
Yeah.
Somebody in Scotland, you know, go take this woman Warbride. Do me a Morgoth. Why don't you do it?
Why didn't you marry her, Morgoth? I thought he was from Northern England.
Same fucking thing.
Oh, okay.
As if there's a difference.
Are we gonna get some people upset in the comments?
I don't care. We'll reply to them anyway, but I don't care if they think there's a difference between Northern England and Scotland. It's the same place.
Technically, the whole world's the same place. It's on a boat.
I've never heard that before. That's a good one.
That's like the anarchist argument for open borders, basically.
Look, it's all the same place. It's this one planet.
Okay? Yeah, it's in this one thing called Earth, this unit.
Look, I understand there are, like, significant differences between north of England and Scotland, but as an American, I don't care.
As a Greek American.
Yes.
And as American.
No American cares.
What about those Americans that are very like Scottish and they wear skirts still? Like and they have certain holidays and stuff.
Like Alex McNabb?
Yeah. There's this Scottish kid at my school.
Look, do you think Alex McNabb cares about the nuances between Northern England and Scotland? I can ask him, but I don't think he does.
There's this Scottish kid, I think his dad was actually from Scotland, so. One day he like wore the kilt and all that to school. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Want me to wear a lederhosen or like a top hat? Lederhosen and a top hat to do like an Anglo-German?
He wore a kilt, lederhosen.
No, I said, do you want me? As an Anglo-German Swede to wear a lederhosen with a top hat.
Nah, like I want you to wear JNCO jeans and a tap-out shirt.
Yeah, JNCO jeans. Just say, get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Nah, I want you to do it as a cholo type deal.
Hey, get out of my way, fool. Cracker. Why you wearing a skirt, fool? White people gay, huh?
Yo, you gay? You gay?
Oh, that's cool.
Man, he wearing a skirt,
I'm a Democratic Party supporter. I support gay rights because I'm Mexican.
As a Mexican American, I vote for AOC and I support gay rights.
And trans rights.
Hey, yo, in the barrio, we respect trans rights.
We respect the women, the trans women, the black folks, POC, BIPOC, the indigenous.
Yo, I love my BIPOC, nigga.
I've been working, yo, I got a BIPOC.
Yo, you heard of Tupac, but what about BIPOC?
That's the original one from the barrio.
Yo, Tupac and BIPOC the same thing, man.
Y'all, homes.
Yo, why the fuck they call him Tupac when in the original language he was BIPOC?
Yeah,
it's the same thing, fool.
Los Pacos.
Pacos tacos.
Yes.
BIPOC tacos.
That's the funny. It's tragic for them, but the funny tragedy for leftists is that their constituents or the people that they really, you know.
You have a very unstable coalition.
Yeah, they hate you. They think you're gay.
We'll see if partisanship continues to wrest control over like the actual fractures that exist within these demographics, but.
But hey,
they can't stay forever.
There are a lot nowadays. There really are. I when I was in school and I saw more gay Mexicans than I did gay white people.
Bruh.
And like trans. It's really messing with them. It's really messing with them.
That's unfortunate. Maybe if they just stayed in their own country, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, where they had their like voodoo Catholicism. I've actually never been to Mexico or South America, or I know that's North America. I've never been to Mexico, Central America, South America, Latin America. Never been there.
Yeah, I've never been there either. I don't have any plans on going.
You ever like just talk to somebody that's even kind of red pill and like, yeah, we're gonna go on vacation in like Mexico? I'm like, why?
I'll just go on Google Maps.
Go to like
Google Earth.
Go to like somewhere like in North America. Like go to like Minnesota. What?
Go to Canada.
God, Mexico is North America. I keep on. But like the North America that matters. Go to Canada. Go to like a state you haven't been to. Go to the South. Go to Boston.
Wyoming.
Go to Wyoming. Yeah, go to.
Any of you niggas ever been to Wyoming? I haven't.
My dad and my brother went, but I was too little.
I want to go see Wyoming. I don't know what the fuck is there, but I want to see it.
Kanye West.
Buffalo. Yellowstone.
Wait. Kanye West. Jackson Hole is in Wyoming, right?
Yeah, he has a ranch in Wyoming. He's got like hundreds of acres.
Growing some.
I heard in other news that he's getting divorced.
Finally. I bet you Kim is very insufferable. But I don't give a crap.
Yeah, no, nobody cares.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I don't have anything else. Just demand a refund. The people demand a refund from the politicians and the corporations.
Yeah, and we want 4,000 instead of 2,000 now.
Refund the people.
You see that quote before we go of that like black guy? He's like, I was only there for my stim. It was like a picture of a black guy. I don't know if it was actually him. So there's a screenshot of a black guy at the protest looking kind of out of place. He had a MAGA hat, but he was still like, huh?
Well, fucking beast.
But, and then it showed a picture. He was like, it seemed like to be from his Twitter. And he's like, yeah, I was just there for the stim.
Did you get it?
No.
I don't think so.
But no, niggas, like real niggas, just be like, man, Trump be giving that money? Fuck, bro. Build that wall, huh? I don't know why he's...
Let me see that shtimmy, though.
Yeah, no, dude, blacks aren't... This whole coalition of, like, the POC is so fake. They don't respect each other. They don't get along. As you said, like, Tariq Nasheed is basically a nativist. He's a nativist against, like, Africans from Africa, and who else was he talking about?
He was talking about that guy from Canada, the Indian guy, Bunty King.
Yeah.
It's subcontinental ass.
This is my country. Black nativism exists. And there's some power there that can be, we could tap into some of that energy. Make them focus on the right target. Say, hey.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking.
Break my neck trying to make black people think something that's advantageous to me.
Well, they'll just follow
if they ask me, they'll tell them, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. I'm kind of semi facetious, but
yeah. Anyway,
this is our country.
It's my country.
This is the Nile River. The Mississippi's the Nile River. All right. We Native Americans. Bye bye.
See ya.
See ya.